Welcome to Opinionation Station, a podcast full of debates and hot takes. Please welcome your hosts, Annie, Morgan, and Jenna. It's time to speak up and spread the fire.
Welcome back for the second episode of Opinionation Station. I'm Morgan.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Jenna.
This week on Opinionation Station, we're going to be talking about our hot takes concerning school and relationships. So we're going to start things off here discussing school. Topic number one is parent involvement in grades and checking up on your kids, seeing what they're doing, things like that.
I think, personally, that parent involvement is necessary, but I don't think it should be overdone. Like, I don't think that parents should, like, check their kids' grades every single day and, like be, like, emailing their teachers and being like, how's my kid doing, blah, 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 blah. But, like, I think that the parents need to be involved because if they don't show that they care, then the kid won't care.
That's very deep.
I also feel, though, if a parent is looking at their kids' grades, I guess too much, but also just in general and, like, checking up with them, it could make the kid feel like it's not their own grades they're doing and their own, like, education. It's they're doing it for their parents. And then it would dissuade students from taking charge in their grades. It can be necessary if a student just doesn't care at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think that parents should probably do that when the kids are younger, but the kids have to build their own habits, and at a certain point, parents aren't going to change their kids' habits. So if you don't develop them early, you are not going to fix it. What a wholesome little first segment there. On to something a little more lighthearted. Typing class is important. I personally think yes. Not the typing class that I was put through, but kids should learn how to type.
Personally, I think that it's not a necessary thing, but it makes doing your schoolwork and like writing essays and stuff so much easier when you can type quickly to the point where you don't have to look at the keyboard. Like having to especially if you're like copying something down or like taking notes.
Definitely.
If you're constantly having to look at the PowerPoint and then type everything and then look back up and then keep typing. Like if you can just like stare at the PowerPoint and just type the whole thing down, you'll get it done so much quicker and it'll help
and
you.
I don't even think it's necessary to be able to type without looking at the keyboard. Like I can do that. I'm very glad I can. But the kids who are like 17, 18 and typing with two fingers, what are you doing? It's just embarrassing.
I will say, if I could type well, it would make my life so much easier. But I honestly, personally, am not a very good typer. And I am exactly who Annie and Morgan are talking about. And I do agree, it would be better. But I also can get by with good grades and understand what's going on without it. I just never learned well how to do it, and I don't think it affected me too poorly.
It's just one of those things that if you can do it, it'll help you, but if you can't do it, it's not a big deal.
Very true. Yeah. All right, number three, school should start later in the day. We're talking 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and yeah. I would assume that then we would get out later. What are the opinions?
I disagree because I don't know. Personally, I like having more time to myself, and I feel like if school started later, I would wake up later, and then I would have less time at the end of the day to do anything I wanted to. But if it started earlier, I would be forced to wake up earlier, and then I would get out earlier, and I would have so much more free time at the end of the day to do personal things.
See, the idea of school starting later in the day is very appealing, but I don't think it's actually practical. Like, I would love to not have to wake up until 9 a.m. and then go to school, but getting out of school at, like, 5 p.m. is just not...
The sun, like, especially in the winter, it sets so early. And, like, if school started earlier, we would wake up with the sun and then still have time to be in the daylight. Because during school, we're inside all the time and we don't get any sun. And if it started later, we would get zero sun at all. Like, we get, like, 2 hours, maybe. It's, like, sad, so.
Honestly, this is such a hot take, but this is only because I get to school at 8:45 every day. I have such a hard time waking up at 7 o'clock. I can't think I would have a harder time waking up at 6 o'clock. So, honestly, I think if school started earlier, it might be better. What time I have to wake up doesn't really matter. Could be 4 a.m., could be 7 a.m. I can't do it either way. So if school started at 7 instead of 8 and we got out at 2, could be kind of sick. Next one, Should high schoolers have nap time?
This is kind of the same thing. It would be nice, but I don't think it's actually practical. Like, I would love to just have, like, a 45 to an hour nap period. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think that it would ever actually happen.
I feel like it would be very nice, but if that was built into our schedule, like, it would take more time out of the day. And, like, us seniors have the nest. If all students had that, then we could choose our own nap time if we needed it and still have, like, study hall time to do our work. It shouldn't be, like, built into the school schedule.
Let's be so real here. We have CWP. Technically, you could nap during then. But the thing is, if we have, like, a scheduled nap time, most people aren't going to nap because some days I want to nap and some days I don't. And also, if we did have a nap time, I feel like no one would be napping.
Also, you could so, like, if you're tired, you could so easily just, A, go to the nurse and pretend like you have a sickness and just sleep in her bed.
Yeah.
Or you could just sleep in your study hall.
Honestly, we have so much free time in half of our classes. There is so much, like, built-in time where you're not built-in, like, dead time. You can catch, like, a couple minutes of sleep if you really need to. Next one. These are some caliente takes. AP is overrated.
It's hard and people do hype it up, especially at our school. But if you get college credit, it's not overrated because it's just less classes you have to take.
The thing that sucks about it, though, is some schools literally only accept fives or they don't accept it at all. So it's like if you don't actually do well in the class, you basically just did that all that for nothing. Like, you, like, learned it, I guess, but if you're not getting, like, fours or fives on the exams, you basically just, like, wasted a year. But still, it's, like, good because you're challenging yourself and it's harder and you learn more than you would in, like, a regular course. But I feel like more colleges should accept the scores because I feel like a lot of schools, even if you get a four, they won't accept it. Yeah. Or they just don't accept AP scores in general at all.
Personally, I don't really agree with Annie because I think that if you are going to go into medicine, like, I got a 5 on biology my sophomore year. If I want to go to med school, I don't think that that knowledge should really count because, yes, I learned it, but I shouldn't be able to test out of all my classes because of something I did when I was, like, 15 and, like, be excluded from all those classes. Also, I think that colleges are fair in what they accept for AP scores, how some take them, some don't. I think it should be more, like, universal across the board. I just think that high schools should place less pressure on students to take them and put them, like, on such a pedestal, because that's just not true.
I also think that just because, like, whatever I get on, like, the AP physics exam, I'm probably not going to get a 4 or 5. I feel like what Morgan said, you should not just skip classes because you did well in it 4 years ago because there's no way you remember anything. But I think the whole concept of AP is just stupid because the whole point is that you're supposed to get college credits and test out of these courses, but most schools don't let you do that. And then testing out of them doesn't help you at all. It just makes you, like, it pushes you ahead, but then it also sets you up for failure because you won't remember and you won't have a good foundation. Exactly. So the whole thing is just like, what's the point?
I think the worst part of it is, I think that what Annie's saying is very bad, but I just think the worst part is the pressure put on kids to do them when they're really not that important. But if you're not taking them, especially in a school like this, you're seen as like a failure. Next one, college supplementals. I hate them. That's all I have to say.
I also hate them. But here's my thing. I understand the point of them because now, since we don't have to submit test scores, like, it helps colleges differentiate the candidates. But, like, the fact that some colleges ask 17-year-olds these, like, really profound questions and expect them to have, like, a intelligent answer to them baffles me. Because, like, I don't know the answer to, like,
what sparks your intellectual curiosity?
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
1,000 to 1,500 words.
No, like...
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, I get it,
But in reality, like, kids are just trying to get into your school. And the thing is I feel like people go to college to find that stuff out.
I do agree with that. Like, students shouldn't have to answer these questions they just don't get. But it's good to have the optional ones because it helps show, like, another factor or side to you that is not shown in the essay or the SAT score or the transcript, because they're getting those same things from all the people. If you can add something that helps show who you are, if it works, great. But if it doesn't work, like, you don't know what to say, you shouldn't be required to.
Yeah, I just don't like when the required ones are super profound.
I like the ones that are like, is there anything that you want us to know about you that you didn't have the chance to put on your, like, transcript? Like, those are good.
But also, the thing about optional supplementals is
they're not optional. Especially if it's a competitive program, they're not optional.
Yeah, like, everyone is going to feel pressured to have to answer them.
Okay.
All right, next one. College is a scam.
I don't think it's a scam. Like, there's definitely career paths that you can take that you don't need college for, that many people probably go to college and it doesn't help them. But there's plenty of career paths that college is required, almost. Like, if I'm going to be a doctor, I can't not go to school.
Yeah, I don't want my doctor, who's going to, like, save my life, to be, like, uneducated.
Yeah.
But also, I think that there are some majors in college that would make your thing a scam, because why did you decide to major in that?
I don't think that college or education is a scam, but I feel like just the price is not what it should be. You can go to community college for like 2 years and then transfer to an actual university and then get the same degree as someone else who spent like
$75,000 a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's going to wrap up our school segment. After a short ad break, we're going to come back with some hot takes about relationships.
Let's cool off with a trivia break. Here is our school trivia question. How many students attend the largest high school in the world? A, 18,000, B, 24,000, C, 56,000, or D, 82,000. The answer was C, 56,000. Wow, that's a lot of students. This school is in India, and it's called City Montessori School. Back to the show.
We're back. These are our hot takes on relationships. Number one, no one should date until they can drive.
Personally, I think that dating is just so much easier when you can drive. Okay, like, I understand, like, you know, like, having a crush and, like, in middle school and, like, dating. But, like, I feel like it's really annoying for parents to have to just, like, drive their kid to all these, like, dates and stuff. I feel like if you live, like, very close to each other, it's, like, fine because you can, like, bike and stuff. Personally, I just think it's easier. And also, I don't really think that kids are mature enough to date when they're, like, 14 years old. That's my opinion.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't hurt anybody if they are dating. Like, it's probably not as serious as someone who dates when they are older. And so, I don't know. It's probably more of just, like, a friendship that's, like, a boy and a girl, but, like, and the parents, like, they're used to driving their kids to their friends' houses for, like, play dates, I guess, so it doesn't make a difference, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, a bad thing. I just think it's, like, it's just, like, annoying for the parent.
I don't think it's harmful. I think it's cute, and I agree with Jenna. It's the same as driving to your friend's house. When you're in middle school, you don't really need to be hanging out that much anyway. You're probably not going to be. It's not going to be that serious. So if you guys see each other at school and then you hang out like once a week, like at like a basketball game and hold hands and at a basketball game.
Maybe a little peck, kiss on the cheek.
And you can hug at your locker.
And it's really not that. It's cute.
I think it's really funny when, like, first graders have, like, boyfriends.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that's not cute. Yeah. Like, come on.
But that's not, like, real. I'm talking, no, like, yeah, when you're, like,
like, in middle school, like, you can be dating. And, like, you're not really dating because you probably don't go on that many dates. But, like, it's so cute. You guys like each other. Okay. All right. Next one. You shouldn't have the same interests as your significant other.
I feel like it can't be harmful to be the same. Like, you shouldn't agree 100% in full about everything, because then it wouldn't add anything fun to the relationship.
But you won't. Because, like, no one's, like, that, like, same of a person. I take that to mean, like, you shouldn't just, like, agree with them about everything, even if you don't. Oh. But, like, I think that you can't, like, you can't choose your interests.
Yeah.
So, like, if you guys like each other, then you're going to have different interests. You're going to have the same interests. I don't think it really matters.
I feel like people say, like, opposites attract. But, like, if you're completely opposite in everything, like, you're not going to like each other. There's going to be no attraction. Like, but, like, you can have, like, something that's in common that you both love. But then, like, you're very different in other factors of your life.
Yeah, I think opposites attract is very real. But, like, everyone's going to have something in common. You don't have to hate the other person to be opposites attract. Like, that's just not... No.
I think that opposites attract is kind of stupid. Because it's, like... No. Why would you want to date someone that you have nothing in common with? Because then what are you going to do? Like,
it's like, you want to do something? No, I hate that. You want to do something? No, I hate that. So it's like, what?
Exactly.
What's going on there?
Like, I understand, like, if you're dating someone and they have, like, a different interest, they can, like, show it to you and, like, share that with you, and you can share whatever you like with them. And, like, I think that's nice. But, like, if you're completely different, that just won't work.
Yeah. Next one, high school to college. Do we break up or do we stay together?
I feel like you can stay together. It's not a big deal. It also depends on how far apart you're going to be. I mean, 6 hours still is a lot, but, like, you can make it work. But, like, if you're, like, 10 hours away, it's not going to work. You're going to find other people there. You're not going to be able to get back as often, and it's just not worth it.
I think that shorter long distance is definitely doable, because if you think about it, like, people who go to school here drive an hour every day. If you're driving, like, 2 or 3 hours, it's really not that much different. I mean, it is, but, like, it's not too bad. But, like, I think that there are people who can make it work. There are people who very much can't. And I think it's about your relationship.
I think that it's definitely easier to do if you go to school close together. And also, I think it really depends on the people in the relationship and if they're willing to do it or not. Because, like, if you're not willing to deal with that, because it's a lot. Like, if you're not willing to put up with that and, like, have to do that, then you just shouldn't do it. Like, if there's any doubt in your mind that you should break up, then you should break up.
Next one. Lying in a relationship, is it a deal breaker 100% of the time, no matter what, or is it not?
It depends. Like, if it's something serious, I don't know. I ate a cookie, but I'm not telling you I ate a cookie. Like, I don't care. But, like, if it's, like, I don't know. I can't come up with an example. But if it's something serious that, like, affects your relationship, then it should be considered in going forward in the relationship, but you shouldn't automatically break up with them.
I think it depends. Like, because, like, little, like, white lies, like, I feel like everyone does that from time to time. Like, it just is, like, a thing. But, like, lying about real stuff, like, once you lie once, there's no going back. So, like, after that, like, it's just your relationship's not going to be the same. If it's, like, a big lie, there's no way to come back from it.
That could be true, but you talk about it and you decide not to lie anymore and it actually works, then the relationship could be saved. But if he says, or if someone says, like, I'm not going to lie anymore, and then they do, then it's no good.
Okay. I think that it's less about actually lying and more about, like, trusting the other person, because it's like, even if you're making up a stupid lie about, like, eating a cookie, it's like, why do you even feel the need to lie to me about that? Like, personally, I think that in a relationship, you should be able to tell the other person anything. And if you have something bad that, like, you don't want them to know, not necessarily, like you cheated on them or something, but, like, if there's something about you that's bad and you don't want them to know that, it's like, in a relationship, the other person should be able to, like, forgive you for whatever bad thing there is about you or something like that.
Really forgive. Because, like, if it's about you, like, accept or understand or, like, not hold against you.
Yeah. And I just think, like, obviously if you're lying about, like, cheating or something, like, obviously that's a deal breaker, but...
But also, that's more the cheating than the lying. Like, the cheating happened before the lying. On to the next. PDA / being very clingy.
I mean, like, a nice little hold hands in public isn't gonna hurt anyone, but, like, if you're gonna be, like, making out, like, in school, or, like...
Oh, God.
Just, I don't know, like, kissing in school, or, like, in public... And there's, like, people around, and they're obviously seeing what you're doing. It's just, like, weird. Like, why?
Not even school. Just, like, when you're, like, with your friends, if you're, like, if you, like, kiss each other, like, whatever, but if you're, like, making out,
yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? Like, please stop.
I will never forget when I was in eighth grade, and I looked at the other side of the lockers on the lunchroom, and I saw... people making out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scarred.
I remember on the exact same thing Annie's talking about, walking around the corner trying to go into my middle school PE locker room. Yes. And being blocked from going in by two people in the doorway.
All right, next topic.
Next one. Pet names. Especially
Honey Butter Biscuit. All right, here's my take on pet names.
Annie, would you like to be called Honey Butter Biscuit?
Personally, if I was called a Honey Butter Biscuit, I would run.
You'd cut it off?
I'd run.
You'd cut the cords?
Okay, anyways. So my take on pet names is that you should... I just, like, hate... I think it's cringy when people take it way too far. And if it's not... Like, if you're calling me, like, Pookie. If you're... Like, if you're calling me, like, Pookie Bear more than you're calling me Annie, like, yeah. There's something wrong.
No, I agree with that. Like, some people think it's, like, cute to be, like, Honey Bun or, like, Sugar Muffin, like, at any given moment. Yeah. And it's, like, why are you doing that? Like, it's not... At some point, it becomes cute. If it's a joke, I would find it funny. Like, if someone just, like, out of the blue called me, like, Honey Bun... I would probably laugh, but, like, if you're being serious, that's not okay.
All right, so here are some of the gross pet names. Poopsie.
Poopsie's horrible.
Snuggleupagus.
Bubba deserves an honorable mention.
Bubba.
Or, like, Bubby.
Ugh. Like, cow like, pie.
Cow pie is pretty bad.
Yeah. Honey Butter Biscuit.
Butter Biscuit's an icon.
Lovey Yummers. I feel like these are kind of, like, out there. But, like, even, like, princess, like...
Next up, paying the bill. I think that, especially on a first date, guys should pay the bill. I think if you guys want to split it most of the time, or some of the time, it's okay. I think if it's a nice dinner, guys should be paying the bill. I'm just kind of, like, traditional like that. I don't think it would be bad if I, like, paid for my portion, but I don't think I should be paying for both of us.
I feel like you shouldn't, like... I mean, you can, like, split evenly or pay for your own portion, but I feel like you can... It's best to, like, trade off here and there, but when it is a nice dinner and you're going on a date, the guy should pay.
Yeah.
But if, like, you're going to Chick-fil-A every other week and or every week or, like, some place, and then, like, we can trade off and it's even. But in the instance that it's a nice place to be and you're officially on a date, he should pay.
I agree with both of them. I think first date and special occasions, the guy should pay. But then, other than that, I don't really care.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
True.
That's true.
That's so true.
If you can't be loyal, what's the point?
If he does it to someone else, he's gonna do it to you.
You can't change him. Enough said.
So deep. All right. Guy and girl best friends, are they okay? What do they mean?
I feel like...
Wait, let's put a definition first.
Guy/girl best friend. Someone that your significant other has of the opposite gender who they tell everything to, hang out with maybe, or just have a very close personal relationship. Sort of like a significant other, but without the physicality.
I feel like it's not a good thing because, like... You can have friends that are of the opposite sex, but they shouldn't be your go-to. Like, your go-to should be of the opposite sex, should be your boyfriend. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can have, like, I don't know, close girlfriends that you tell everything to, and, like, but it shouldn't be a guy that's, like, straight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Your girlies are different. Like, there's always, like, if you're a girl, you're gonna have your girlfriends, and there's stuff that, like, it's just, like, a different type of relationship. But, like, if you have a boy that knows things that your boyfriend doesn't, that's such an issue.
Yeah.
There's just no reason for you to have a guy best friend or a girl best friend. Like, there's no reason for that, because whoever you're dating should be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have a guy best friend. You can have guy friends. I think that boyfriends not wanting you to have guy friends is a red flag.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't have, like, a guy that knows things that your boyfriend doesn't.
Let's cool off with another trivia break. Here is our trivia for relationships. Which month is the least popular to get married in? A, November, B, December, C, January, or D, February? The answer was C, January. Brr, I'll say for you. Let's get back to our show.
We're here with our first interviewee, Owen. Owen, do you think that high schoolers should have nap time?
Absolutely, yes.
Elaborate, please.
All right. School's stressful nowadays, so I say every other class period, you get at least a 30-minute nap period.
That is ambitious.
Just to regenerate. Yeah.
Does it bother you that you would be in school much later? You would get out much later.
Oh, that's the catch?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so maybe like one nap time.
Per day?
Per day, yes.
Ooh. How long?
I'd still say 30 minutes would be good.
Thank you for your hot take.
We're here with our next special. We're here with Brock Brushmiller. Brock, what's your opinion on high schoolers should have nap time?
I think that we should turn CWP into a nap time.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Brock.
Bye, Brock.
We're here with our next guest, Ansley Gardner. Ansley, do you think that school should start later but get out later?
No, because I want the rest of my night. I don't care about getting up early.
Anything to add?
School sucks.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ansley Gardner. We're here with our next special guest, Jeremy. Jeremy, what is your opinion on the hot take that college is a scam?
I believe it. College, you don't need that. Jeff Bezos, he dropped out of high school, and he's very good at jobs.
Anything to add?
I don't think so. I think that's perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here with our next special guest, Pearson Scholl. Pearson, do you agree with the hot take that AP is overrated?
Yes.
Please elaborate.
College boards just trying to make money. They don't actually care.
I don't think it costs money to take an AP class.
It costs money to take the test and get your scores.
And you don't agree with that?
No.
Anything to add?
No.
Thank you. We're here with our next guest, Connor Ferguson. Connor, what is your opinion on who pays the bill? If you're on a date, who's paying the bill?
I'm paying the bill.
Hell yeah. Like every time?
Yes.
Anything to add?
No.
Thank you, Connor. Here with special guest Parker Tingle. Parker, what are your opinions on paying the bill?
I pay the bill.
Is that enough said?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Parker.
Yep.
All right, we're here with our next special guest, Emma. Emma, what are your opinions on pet names in relationships?
What?
Pet names. Do you call your significant other a pet name?
No.
How would you feel if your significant other called you a pet name?
That's weird.
We're here with our next special guest, Mike DePalma. Mike, what is your opinion on pet names in a relationship?
No.
Not at all.
I think it's kind of weird and corny.
So
cool.
All right, so we're here with our next special guests, Griffin and Logan.
What's up?
Griffin and Logan.
What's good?
What are your opinions on this hot take? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I'd say yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
Anyone want to elaborate?
I've actually been cheated on once, and it really hurt me. Stop laughing. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Thanks. I'm sorry. We're here with our next special guest, Griffin Jones. Griffin, what's your opinion on having a girl or guy best friend while you're in a relationship?
I'm not liking it. I'm not going to lie. See, a dude best friend, it's like, as a dude, I know, like, guy intentions, right? So, like, I know what that guy's thinking. You know what I mean?
Yep. Thank you, Griffin.
You're welcome, Annie and Jenna. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime.
Bye. We're here with our next special guest, Chase Ginnivan. Chase, what is your opinion on if soulmates are real?
That makes no sense.
Do you believe in, like, a soulmate?
No.
You want to elaborate, Chase?
No.
All right. Question number two. Hot take. People shouldn't date until they can drive.
I do not agree.
You got a girlfriend, Chase?
Chase, do you have a girlfriend?
Almost.
Oh my God, Chase, what's the status?
I'm not sure.
What's their name?
I'm not putting that out.
All right. That's fair. Good luck, Chase. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Chase.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of Opinionation Station. Be sure to tune back in next week for more hot takes.